Joining us this morning is Dan Mafora. He's a research officer at the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution. A very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Harold. I'm doing well, thanks, and thanks for having me.
So take us through this process, because this is very unusual. It's a very unusual step has been taken.
Sure. So you will remember that the JSC had interviews for the Constitutional Court in April this year. Mm-hmm. And all of those interviews were public, and we all witnessed some of the most unfair treatment of candidates that we have seen so far. We saw candidates being questioned about things that were irrelevant to the position that they had applied for. Mm-hmm. We heard candidates being asked about political issues that have nothing to do with their jobs. We saw candidates being asked about judgments that they had given in cases that concerned or involved some of the members of the commission. So for us as CASAC, at the end of those interviews, we considered the outcome or the list of candidates that were provided to the president as an unconstitutional list that was obtained through an unconstitutional process. So we made an application to court to say these interviews were irrational and unfair and did not produce constitutionally sound results. And that was in June, and obviously yesterday the JSC finally agreed to a settlement out of court in terms of which they would run fresh interviews and make sure that this time they are fair and do not treat the candidates unfairly.
That said, if I was one of these candidates, I'm not sure that I would come back. You know, we were watching it from a Jewish perspective, at least with regard to David Unterhalter, and it was very, very, it was very uncomfortable, because obviously he could be questioned on anything, but when it became, it started to appear to be about his religion, that certainly made me as a Jewish observant person very uncomfortable. If I was David Unterhalter, I'm not sure that I would step back into this ring. And of course the problem is, and that's why you've addressed it, is because in the future, why would anybody? In other words, you're not going to get the best of candidates, because why would anybody put themselves through this horror again?
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons that we brought this application, to say over the years, there has been this pattern of behavior by the JSC that threatens the quality of candidates that are going to put themselves forward. And whether or not, any candidates are going to put themselves forward, given how they are treated at these interviews. And this is only the first step in kind of trying to improve or turn around the JSC interview process, to make sure that obviously it is going to be public and it's going to be rigorous, but rigorous in the way that it actually unearths or reveals the kind of qualities that we are looking for in judges, instead of having them being bashed and attacked by commissioners with political motives.
How did this process differ to previous ones?
So I think in this round of interviews, what we saw was something a little more blatant in what the commissioners were doing. I mean, you had someone like Julius Malema say, to Judge Pillay that she was nothing more than a political operator, that she was not a judge, and that he personally would argue against her candidacy. And you had someone like the Chief Justice bring up something that was unknown to Judge Pillay at the time, something that was unknown to everyone at the JSC, bring it up for the first time and expect her to give an answer that was satisfactory. And obviously that was completely unfair. But then you also look at how long some candidates were interviewed for and how long others were interviewed for. So the longest interview is about 2 to 3 hours, and the shortest one is about like 10-15 minutes. And so those kinds of disparities were too obvious and too blatant to be ignored or to be left, you know, unremedied. And that's why we felt as CASIC that something had to be done.
Have you spoken with the candidates?
We have no contact with the candidates at this point.
Oh, okay. Which I kind of, I guess, makes sense, because if you do, then it muddies the water as well, doesn't it?
Yes. So this was never about the candidates personally. This was always a matter of principle to say, if we let this go, we set a precedent for future candidates and future interview processes that are going to be just as bad. So whatever interests we may have that overlap with the candidates, we as an organization are not in contact with any of them in the pursuit of this process.
In other words, you don't have a horse in the race. It's really just simply about the process. It's about the future, because it means making sure that the process isn't so appalling and so unpleasant that it discourages some of our better candidates from stepping forward into this ring, into the circus.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what happens now?
So now the JC will run interviews again for these vacancies. We're not sure if because now in October there'll be two new vacancies that will arise. We're not sure if they're going to conduct interviews for all four vacancies or only for the two vacancies that they interviewed for in April. But what we do know is that all of the candidates except Justice Pillay, who has withdrawn from the process, will be interviewed again for the April vacancies.